And welcome back to the next episode of Life in God's Pocket. We've been on a bit of a hiatus.
Well, one of us doing? Has been on a higher hiatus than the rest of us.
It was almost a goodbye hiatus.
Yeah, well, it's soon to be goodbye to this fair valley. Hey, can somebody turn off the YouTube video? That would probably be good. I'll be right back.
It's just added tumult.
Smooth start.
The tumult never stops with Jordan.
All right.
Yeah, so Jason and I went on this dope-ass road trip for 20 days. It was pretty dope. You guys missed out.
Yeah, it was actually like 18.
Yeah, I rounded up. I'm a mathematician.
What percentage of dope to what percentage of ass was the road trip?
Oh, my God.
Well, there was one part that was kind of ass.
Crazy. And, well, there was a lot of parts that were like ass.
Ass, titties, 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 titties.
Yeah, so we went to Sylvan Lake in Colorado to go trout fishing with my cousin.
Which was amazing.
Is that a euphemism? I don't know. I'm getting old.
No, that's literally what happened.
Fishing in some canoes. That was it. Catching trout.
We had a minivan. We strapped a canoe to the top of it and drove an hour through the... Yeah, at one point there was two
of them
canoes.
On top of this minivan.
We called it our Deuce Canoe Coupe.
We also, on a motorcycle, dirt, drag, strip.
Hey, why are you switching stories? Let's finish one story. Let's finish one story first before we move on the next.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're talking about the ass part of the trip. The first ass.
That was the first one?
That was the
night before that.
Tell me about ass one.
No, we're talking about Sylvan Lake right now.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to change the subject?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Let me get back on the road here. So we were off-roading at Sylvan Lake.
Off-roading? Driving through the mud?
No, well, it was like, it's about 2 hours away from anything, you know? It's in the middle of fucking nowhere. So we get out there, we have a great day, you know? We're maybe doing some magical powders that make us want to fish, like, aggressively. And the people that were like drove us out there did that the entire, like, night before. You know, but so I was awakened in the morning with a cup of coffee. I slept from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., like on the sleeping pad in the loft of this fucking cabin in the hill, in the mountainside in Breckenridge. And so I wake up in the morning like, okay, let's go fishing. We need to fucking tie this canoe to the top of our van, load up a bunch of camping shit, and then drive like an hour and a half. You know, we get fishing license. We stop and get fishing licenses at Walmart. I buy some lures and shit because I picked up some old farm poles from Kansas like prior to coming out. We have a great day fishing. Everything's dope. The lake is beautiful. We're fucking canoeing around, drinking beers. And then at the end of the day, my cousin's like, "Oh, I called these three young, beautiful women to come hang out with us tonight." I was like, wow, that's a really nice thought. That's a really nice thing to do for your cousin, you know? Don't worry, you get the broads out there. I'll bring the charm, you know what I'm saying? So these three nice young ladies show up, and we sit on the side of the river.
May I interject for just 1 second?
Yeah.
Is this the three women that you were talking about the other day when I saw you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you were.
Yeah, so these three chicks show up, and we just start... Immediately, they're like, "Oh, let's do shots of vodka." And they were just being all sassy. And I was like, man, I really hope to air out those milkers later, you know? So I continued to be charming and interesting. And so they left to go, because when they got drunk, these three girls were like, "Oh, my God, we need somebody to walk our dogs. Like, what drive?" I was like, okay, go drive an hour to call somebody that, now that you're drunk, you're worried about somebody walking your fucking dogs. Well, while you're out, bring us a pizza. You know? by that time, we're like full of beer and weed, and we're like, man, we could use some pizza right now. Yeah. So we're staying in a yurt, which is like a fancy white person teepee thing. And
it is like a teepee.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought that was a throwback to what Jordan and I were talking. Jason and I were talking about the other day. Instead, I just interrupted the entire flow of your story. But please continue.
No, I like it when people bring respect to the great and majestic teepees. You know,
Shakaka.
But we were in a yurt, not a teepee, which is probably why there were so many bad spirits that came back that night.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
So, those chicks come back, and then I'm going to, like, cut out a bunch of things that happened for, like, the next couple hours of us just being wasted, having fun. Things start to go downhill where they're arguing. The three girls, like, arguing with each other. So my cousin and his two friends go off into the middle of the woods at, like, 1 in the morning. It's, like, 40 degrees out. They're like, oh, we can hear some rushing water down the hill. We're going to go fucking catch some trout. I'm like, okay, bring some bear mace. And, I wouldn't be walking around with dead fish in the fucking mountains at night, but you can go right ahead. And so then, meanwhile, Jason and I are up in the yurt, like, trying to disable this fucking catfight that's going on between these three, like, just drunken women that are in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's no
cell phone service. Were there clear sides? Was it 2-on-1, or was it kind of like...
No, it was
2-on-1.
Yeah. Clearly, it was obvious 2-on-1.
All right.
And the one that was being singled out was, like, wasted and just being a bitch, you know. But I was like, yeah, she's got some nice titties. I want to try to fuck her, maybe. But then she's like, I just need to calm down and snort this Klonopin.
Oh, God.
Dude, she just, like it's this fucking a normal Tuesday, that pulls out a Klonopin, like, crushes it up and, like, snorts it.
You have to break that down for me. What now?
A Klonopin is like an antipsychotic medication. Prescription.
All right.
It makes you go crazy if you don't.
It makes you go crazy if you're not crazy, but it makes you not crazy if you are?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. One time I did some Klonopins when I was drinking Everclear when I was like 18. And I just remember vandalizing a bunch of things and not caring about anything. And there was a group of us that did it. And a lot of things that were very awful happened that night. But we won't go into too much detail on that. Never touch the stuff again after that. And this chick, it just, like, crushes one up and snorts it, you know? I'm like, oh, well, this is about to get really fucking interesting. So finally, she goes outside and goes for a walk in the woods and then comes back. And I stop her before she comes back in. And I was like, oh, let's sit out here next to the fire and just, like, look at the stars. It's, like, beautiful night. There's no, like, light pollution. It's a new moon. And we're chilling, and this bitch just starts going on and on about how she wishes she was just dead and was dust in the stars, and how she's, like, better than everything that she's accomplished, and, oh, woe is me. Shit, I'm like, bitch, fucking do what? And I just had to, like, bite my tongue, because, like, this is clearly not a person that is, with it right now. She's all fucked up on who knows what. I'm just trying to de-escalate the situation. So I'm just, oh, yeah, this sounds like a great idea, start living in the stars, you know,
Do you think substance-free she had she was playing with a full deck, or you think...
Well, so yeah, when they showed up earlier in the day, she seemed like a normal person, you know, just a chick trying to go have some fun out at the lake, you know. But then, we go back inside, they start fighting again, and then she leaves, and then starts running through the campground screaming, help! Somebody help me! Help! And I'm just like... Looking at these two chicks, you need to get your friend and you need to shut her up or the cops are going to show up. Well, they just fight and bicker and stuff. Eventually, one of the other campers, like, called the cops. I wasn't there for this, but apparently one of them came down the fucking side of the hill and threatened Jason with a fucking hatchet.
One of the three girls?
No, a camper.
Oh, one of the other campers.
A camper. I have kids up here, you fucking sons of bitches. I'll chop you up.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for that part, but... allegedly, it occurred. Anyways, so, and then we're like, well, I stepped outside to take a piss. Justin stepped outside to take a piss while the girls are, like, leaving or bickering. And then we locked the fucking door behind us on accident. So now we're locked out of the yurt at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, I have no shoes on. And I'm so pissed off because I'm, like, you know, starting to get not drunk anymore. Like, man, I've had enough of this. I've been talking this crazy bitch off the fucking tree all night. It's like... Just wanted to get my dick sucked. Like, what the fuck, man? This is bullshit. You know, what did I do with my life? So I get one of those girls that's sober enough, and she's the one with the car, to, like, drive me down the road till we see lights in the fucking woods to where my cousin and these guys are trout fishing. And all of a sudden, we just hear, like, a bunch of yelling and screaming, like, you stupid motherfucker, and blah, blah, I'm going to beat your ass, you fucking idiot Daniel Boone motherfucker. You know? So apparently the guy that said he knew where he was going in the middle of the woods when they left was... full of shit. He just said, oh, yeah, this guy I saw at the campground told me that there's a dope spot just, like, right this way through the woods. And so they walked through, like, these 10-foot bushes and a river that was just flooded this floodplain for 2 hours in the middle of the fucking night. And when Josh came up that hill, he's like, everybody's got fucking hypothermia. We're all going to die. There's fucking bears everywhere. And he's just freaking the fuck out.
This is your cousin?
Yeah.
Okay. How many people were there total?
There was
in your guys' group?
There's seven total.
So you two?
No, 8 people total.
You two,
yeah.
3 girls, your cousin.
And then 2 other people.
Okay.
Yeah. However many people that is. I don't fucking know. That number doesn't mean anything. Anyways. So then the other 2 guys come out of the woods. And my cousin is screaming at him. And the 2 chicks are like, well, our friend is like walking off through the woods. He's like, you stupid bitches did nothing but some fight once you got here. Get the fuck out of here. Just get the, you shut the fuck up. I'm like, there's some real shit going on right now. I'm like, oh, also we're locked out of the yurt. And I don't know the code for it. He's like, you goddamn, like, what the fuck is going on here? And he just starts screaming at everybody. I'm like, okay, I understand you feel that way, but we need to get back inside because all of our things are in there. And we get back. He can't get the internet. He doesn't remember the passcode. So he kicks the fucking door in, hands those chicks like their backpacks and says, get the fuck out of here. And everybody's mad at each other. But after like 20 minutes, like, we're all cool. Everything's fine. We're getting ready to go to sleep.
Wait, so they didn't leave or they did leave?
Yeah, the 2 chicks left, but the other one's still walking around in the fucking woods.
Okay.
And so they leave. 30 minutes later, chick comes back beating on the door and screaming, help! Are the police here yet? Somebody help me! And the police showed up, you know, while she's like ugly crying and hyperventilating in the, like, 4 in the morning at this point. Everybody in the rest of the campground is like, oh, these motherfucking people, you know. And she looked like she got hit in the face also because they were fucking around on the dock earlier in the day. And she got kicked in the face by one of her friends. So she had this big welt, like, right under her eye.
Yeah.
And there's a yurt with fucking 6 dudes in it just chilling. Or 5 dudes in it, you know. And but luckily she told the truth about that. And then, like, oh, we got a report that somebody's running around the campground screaming help. She's like, I never once said help. So, and then they knock on the door of the yurt. They're like, hey, this chick, we understand what happened. You guys can let her in, take her home in the morning, or we'll just take care of her for you. My cousin says, get that fucking bitch out of here right now. You know?
this girl that he called several hours earlier to come hang out.
Well, he didn't invite her. Oh, okay. He invited another chick that brought her.
Okay.
And then that other chick just left her in the woods, and they drove 2 hours out of the woods home.
Yeah, just salt of the earth people.
Yeah, they just left their alleged friend in the fucking woods in the middle of the night to die. And then
left her in the middle of the woods with 5 dudes.
Well,
and a coated yurt.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, the cops were super dope to us, but then my cousin started getting mad because he's like, man, if that chick was black, they would have had her in the back of that car in fucking 2 seconds. Like, she's a little fucking cute white girl, so that's going to talk to her for an hour and then, like, give her a ride home. This is fucking bullshit. I'm about to go out there and give him a piece of my mind. And I'm like, dude, do not stop. Let's just calm down. I'm just trying to get mad at things right now. But finally they left, and then we got the fuck out of there in the morning. Oh, man, it was such an intense night.
So that was ass number one.
Yeah, that was the only, like, awful. I got angry or hungry mad at my phone at the beginning of the trip because I had a bunch of dirt in the charging port.
You got angry or hungry?
I was hungry and angry.
Okay.
So then Jason, like, used a toothpick thing to scoop all the dirt out of it while I went to, like, McDonald's to get some food, you know.
Stand-up guy, man.
Yeah, it was a great trip. We were just having problems, solving them. It was being a great
tank,
a great traveling duo, you know. But then once you get some young tank ladies involved, and, man, things go sour real fast. Yeah, then we drag raced. I drag raced a Jeep with my rental van at a motorcycle dirt drag race because at the end of the day it was open class. So I'm like, I'm getting my van out there. My 18-year-old brother got his Jeep. I won. I'm a winner.
Yeah, you're goddamn right you did.
That Dodge Caravan is a beast. We took it off-roading in Utah. Rabbit Valley, highly recommended. So, Kyle, how have you been?
It's peachy. Yep. Surfing this past weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. I don't know why everyone doesn't do that. Down in Dana Point. It's down in Southern California.
Is that Orange County?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
What was the surf? Like
water. It was water.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, cool.
Was there also a turf?
Probably, yeah. It was small. It was like near the shore. But, yeah, first time learning. I was picking it up fast. I got to stand up.
Nice. Were you on a longboard?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know much about surfing.
Usually people like learn on a longboard that's like 9, 10, 11 feet.
Yeah, it was a big boy. Yeah. It was a big boy. I'm a big boy.
That's
so
the way to do it.
I fit in the board. But
sick, yeah, man.
So you were riding a big boy, huh?
Gnarly, bro. Ah, totally tubular.
Oh, yeah, Phil, you've probably done some surfing.
A little bit.
In Hawaii, right?
I would feel like a fraud if I said it like, oh, yeah, I surf. But yeah. But I went a handful of times.
Yeah, I've went once. And I don't like sharks in the ocean. So I don't surf, you know. It's also why I don't scuba dive. I'll snorkel, you know, but not far away from the shore. One time we got a swim call on the old submarine. You know, there's like no land anywhere and like 6,000 feet of ocean beneath you. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I jumped in. I swam around for like 10 minutes or so. And it's like, hey, I did a swim call. I know people that have done their entire Navy career without getting one of these. But I got one. And then we had like 3 or 4 more after that. And I only did the one. I'm like, I did it.
What's a swim call?
It's when you surface a submarine in the middle of the ocean, pop the hatch, and people get to get out and just jump off the submarine and swim.
It's like the naval equivalent of a desk pop, I think.
It's a Navy beach day.
It's called fucking a steel beach, Kyle.
It's fucking bullshit because the captain's the only one that gets to jump off the sail. Fucking asshole.
Piece of shit.
I want to jump off the sail.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, so do I.
Fuck his mother.
Well, that captain in particular I'm talking about did get fired for incompetence.
Yeah.
It was a weird time in the old nuclear Navy back then, but we won't get into that. Yeah. It's nice to be back, though. We camped a lot for like the first like 7 days, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
But then the second half, we're like, well, we're not broke. Why aren't we staying in more hotels? Like, oh, where are we gonna camp in Iowa? We're gonna camp on the fucking prairie. No, let's stay in a $40 hotel. Like, put my gun under my pillow and make sure we park the van right outside the window, and I leave the curtain open so I have like direct view.
So that the people can see into your room and plan their assault.
The car parked right next to us had its tires slashed.
Oh, damn.
No, so our van was full of our camping shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like, nobody's stealing my new sleeping pad.
Yeah. Which, weirdly enough,
or your incredible Hulk hand chair.
That wasn't in yet, but yeah.
Eventually.
We were driving down the road, and we had the camping stuff in the roof rack. Well, this biker like comes up next to us, and he's like flagging us, and he's just like, you know, throwing his hand in the air. And you know, we pull over and he's like, yo, something flew out like from your top, and it was like Jordan's sleeping pad.
Yeah. I just bought this thing, I'd used it once.
Yeah, it's like $250.
It's XPED like Deep Sleep. Yeah. You know, the best sleeping pad, because I bought a $19 like twin air mattress, and it like kind of deflated part way, and it was awful. It was the most awful thing to sleep on. Camping.
Air mattresses are overrated, man.
Yeah, sleeping pads are the way to go.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's super easy to, like, self-inflate some, most of the way. Then you just, like, spend a couple minutes, like, but you can blow it up, and it's, like, super firm just from, like, your breath. Like, you don't have to have a pump or anything. You don't even have to, like, they say, like, don't, like, try to blow, like, super hard with a lot of pressure because you can, like, fuck up some of the seams. But it's, like, 3 inches of foam in it. And, like, you just have to get a little bit of pressure on it. And then, dude, it's like sleeping on a super comfortable mattress.
So, REI?
No, well, REI makes one that's equivalent. But the only negative review about the REI version, and Brent has the REI version, there's, like, this butterfly valve on it that if you don't, like, seat it, like, perfectly, it'll, like, slowly seep out air, like, over the night. But as long as you, like, are real careful and seat it, like, you'll never have a problem. It's just people that are just, like, in a hurry, just throwing shit together. Yeah. But the X-Ped just has like these two like inflate valve, deflate valve. It's dope. I like it.
So that thing flew out from the top of the van, right? So we like turn around and we're like searching for it, and I'm thinking like, oh man, I'm an asshole. Like I said we should put all this stuff on top of the van.
He's like, oh, I got this roof rack. It's going to be great.
Let's try it
and
out.
I'm just thinking in my head, like, why would we put things on the outside of the van? We have plenty of room inside the van. But whatever. He has his fucking roof rack. Let's try it out. And sure enough, the
jackass Jason needs to use his roof rack to feel important.
The one thing that flew out of that roof rack was my $250 sleeping pad.
Did you guys get it back or not?
Yeah, that motorcycle guy stopped us and we like did a big loop around.
Oh,
and
nice.
Found it.
Yeah. Way to go, motorcycle guy.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like, I don't know how.
Dude, he had a super sweet Indian motorcycle. He was a cool guy.
It's insane.
I bet his dick was huge. Motorcycle guy.
It would be out of Jason's shorts right now.
Yeah.
Like, Jason's dick is still in his shorts, but that guy's would be out of his shorts. I've said too much.
We also, Jason spotted a tackle box that had fell out of somebody's car. So we did a loop on the interstate, picked it up. It was full of a bunch of shit. Like, the tackle box was scuffed up, but it didn't break open, and it didn't break at all.
And then you returned it to them, right?
Well, it was in the middle of the fucking highway. Now, if there would have been a name tag inside of it, yeah, but there was just a tackle box. I wasn't going to let it just be pollution. Like, a coyote could have got that thing open and eaten a bunch of hooks, you know? Or somebody's kid could have been walking around that highway
and eating a bunch of the hooks.
Yeah.
Or somebody's kid could have eaten that coyote that was full of hooks.
Yeah. Have you ever fed a kid a bunch of hooks? It doesn't work out. Don't do it. Oh, look at this guy. He's going to eat a saw up a pork chop. Ew. Look at this. Look at this professional right here. This entertainment professional. Sawing up a pork. No, be my
guest. Look at him. Look at him right there. He doesn't even think it's weird.
Saw that pork chop up right now.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. So, yeah, we found a tackle box. Oh, I got a. So I'm a disabled veteran, but I didn't know that you could, like, disabled veterans get into national parks for free for life. So we were at the Petrified Natural Forest. The Petrified National Forest in Arizona. Do baby bird. Oh, yeah.
Sriracha.
But when we got to the gate, it was like $25 to get in. I was like, hey, do y'all do a veteran discount? Like, I have to pay $25 just to cruise around? She's like, no. But are you a disabled veteran? And can you prove it? I was like, yes, I am disabled. And I am. And she gave me this, like, thing. She's like, sign this. Here's your pass. Now we get into all national parks for free forever.
Oh, that's amazing, man.
Yeah, what a nice lady.
That baby dick. I'm so glad it counts as a disability for you. You're going to save so much money.
Yeah, micro penis, 10% disabled.
It's pronounced macroponus.
Yeah.
See, Kyle hadn't said anything the whole podcast, so I was waiting. I knew the first one would be a good one.
Jab.
Oh, I'm going to go cry right in my journal now. Also, I was talking to one of my stand-up friends the other day, and apparently he got banned or blacklisted from one of the comedy clubs or whatever, or like just open mic
places. In the area? Here.
Yeah, because he told one of the guys I was doing the open mic that he wasn't funny. And he got, I guess he, I don't know, I haven't talked to like the other party because I know both people. I was like, if he makes a joke that's not funny, just, I don't know. I mean, just like being a new like open mic, like this same guy, one time he was trying to tell me that radiation wasn't real, and he like told me to look at this YouTube video featuring this Nevada, like homeborn, battleborn fucker, Galen Windsor from Nevada, who's like a radio man during like the atomic bomb tests or some shit in the Navy. He's like, oh, I used to handle plutonium all the time, and it doesn't do nothing. I'm like, well, because plutonium-249 only like beta decays, and it'll just like leave spots on your clothes, and it can't penetrate your clothes. Okay, so he just proved that that specific type of radiation is like not penetrating as like, you know, gamma particles and shit. But anyways, I was like drunk at a bar, like before we're going to do stand-up. And he's like, yeah, see, let's talk about this. I'm like, no, I'm just gonna my set tonight. I'm just gonna like stare at you and just yell science at you why this is like not, and like how Galen wins.
You were saying this, or your friend was?
I was telling him I'm going to do this. Okay. So I get up on stage and you know, I say like my opener joke or whatever. Then it'd be like, oh, this, I don't even remember what I said. It was just stupid. It's like open mic. We're just like working shit out, like improvising sometimes. But I'm like looking at Adam. I'm like, ah, oh, you know, you can't believe you didn't even know this. It's like, and then I can't remember what I said, but it was like, oh, but is it funny? And then everybody in the bar just started laughing at me because I wasn't funny. You know, I was just like up there just drunkenly yelling at my friend about a conversation we had, which is, you know, it doesn't make for very good stand-up. But then I took that. Like, yeah, I wasn't being funny. Like, thanks for being critical. There's another time where he was like kind of like, in my early days, he's like, oh, you know, like, have you ever tried telling jokes? Like, one time after I was, like, done doing a set, he's like, hey, have you ever considered telling jokes before? I'm like, man, you're right. He's a really funny guy. You know, he has some great fucking stand-up. He's, like, the funniest dude around here for sure. But I just thought it was kind of interesting that another comic, like, whenever he was, like, making fun of him, like, got upset.
Like, he was a little too sensitive about it kind of a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, man, just... Calm an asshole back. I don't know. Don't get your feelings hurt, pussy. I guess that's just me, though. This is a cold man. Just went through the global war on terror, you know. Just all my feelings are dead. I got a micropenis. Disabled.
Sounds Greek.
I got an Oedipus Rex. Yeah. So, you know what? We were shooting guns one day in Kansas. And I didn't have shade stays on my hat. And I set my sunglasses on the ground to, like, shoot, like, this gun with a scope on it. And then when I was done, I stood back up and I stomped right on my sunglasses and broke them. Because I didn't have my fucking shade stays.
You know, I legitimately almost lost my sunglasses today. I was at the Grand Sierra pool. I got up. I was ready to go, walking away. I'm like, oh, I didn't have my sunglasses. If I would have had shade stays, man. I'm not even fucking with you. That happened to me several hours ago.
So yeah. Stop being a dingus and get your shade stays at shadestays.com.
Shadestays.com. And keep your glasses on your hat. Dingus. You know... We should have did a Sword and Mind trip when we were in Arizona, but we were only there for an evening, unfortunately. Yeah. I went to Monkey Pants and had a burger and some beers. That was the most exciting part of our stint in Arizona. Well, we stopped in Sedona and saw like a distant cousin. Like our great-grandfathers were brothers, I think.
I hear Flagstaff and Sedona are gorgeous.
Dude, I had no idea Sedona, Arizona is like such a beautiful place. Holy shit, man. And you can tell, like, only, like, pretty much rich people live there. Because it's such a small town. Everything's super fucking nice, you know.
Yeah, I think lots of people, like, go there, but not a lot of people actually live there.
Yeah. Yeah, we hung out at this Irish pub. Had some beers. Yeah. What are you looking at?
Someone on the porch.
Brent may have ordered food.
Yep. Probably.
They're like, what are they doing in there with his headphones and those microphones? Hey, mind your own business, faggot.
Hey, get out of here, you. I'll beat your ass.
Dude, it's Pride Month. You can't call people faggot.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, man.
You have to wait till next month and then do it.
So we spent a few days in Kansas. I grew up in a very small rural area. Cool. And it's interesting hearing what old farmers and rednecks without jobs on disability have to say about, Black Lives Matter. Oh, man.
It was about what you'd expect.
Yeah. And, Jason and I both had some off conversations, like trying to, like, be as diplomatic as possible and be like, well, have you thought about it from this point of view? Like, have you ever considered, you've never been to these places and you don't know exactly what it's like. But, it was, everybody was amiable. There were no, like, we got to talk shit about politics a little bit, and everything was amiable, you know. Sometimes you hey, that guy's probably a fucking pillow biter or something, you know, but everything was amiable. Oh, then I traded my 1987 Ford Ranger for a pool table.
What?
Well, the Ranger hasn't ran in 10 years, and my dad's buddy, he had a pool table that I know still works. And so he likes trades. So I traded him my Ranger that hasn't ran since 2010 for a pool table that works just fine. And the thing is, like, I moved, like, the pool table, like, we got a trailer over there, loaded it up, set up everything. Like, they had to, like, take some of the slots out of it to get, there's, like, rocks and fucking mud dauber nests in it and shit. But once you clean it all out, perfect pool table. But that Ranger is sitting on two cinder blocks. I put the keys and signed the title and put it in the fucking glove box. I'm like, get this thing out of here. And just good, like, cover if there's, like, insurgents, you know. That's it. That's all it serves right now. It ran perfectly fine when I parked it when I joined the Navy. But apparently a free truck was not an interesting thing to, like, my younger brothers at the time. Fucking ding-dongs. Yeah. I'm really carrying this conversation, boys. I know I'm really handsome and interesting. I could talk about myself for days, but you know, I need some perspective.
So, I saw a bear today. And when I say I saw a bear, I mean, you guys have floated down the Truckee River, right?
Yes.
Okay, so have you done the one that you start in Tahoe and then you end up at Alpine Meadows?
No.
Okay.
No, I've done Mayberry to Reno.
Okay, so you got to do that one. If you go again, you got to do it.
I've done the one where you start in Tahoe City too.
You go down and then you get out at River Ranch.
I don't know where you get out.
Oh, okay. Well, you get out on 89.
I accidentally me and Murphy went there and our boat popped and then we just tried not to drown our friend's dog that was with us.
That sounds horrible. Well,
no, so, we didn't. The dog did not drown. All parties escaped.
Jesus.
And not only that, I got a full refund on my boat from Amazon. But
hell yeah, there you go. All well, right, so this is what I took.
The dog didn't drown. I retract my laugh.
So me and Brent went out there and I took a inflatable mattress, and they took like tubes. One of the tubes popped, so then there was just, you know, two tubes with three people sharing those, and then I was on this entire like queen mattress just floating down this fucking river. And people they have like, you know, their little canoes or they're just on like the boats and stuff, like steering and stuff. So we get up to where the rapids start going, and there's a fucking bear on the right side of the fucking water.
It's a black bear though, right?
No, a brown bear. Like a big ass fucking like 500 to 700 pound fucking brown bear. It's just bear staring at me, and I'm just like, I'm about to like I'm literally gonna run into this fucking bear. That's how close I am.
Yeah.
I'm within like 10 yards of this thing easily. And it's just running across the fucking water, and I'm like, do not stop. Please do not stop. Because if you stop, I'm going to hit you, and then you're going to hit me, and then I'm going to die. And then now I got to beat the shit out of a brown bear, and like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
That was your takeaway. I have to beat the shit out of
a bear. Yeah, like,
I got to fight a bear.
Well, fuck yeah. I'm not just going to, like, roll over and die. Like, no, not a fucking chance.
Your bear club.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm missing out on. Like, I was, you know, this is exactly what I was wearing. And, yeah, this thing gets across the water before I like, get too close to it. And then she turns around and just looks at me. And I just look at her, like, just dead in her eyes. And I just wave. And she, like, puts her paw up and then just goes away. And I was just like, yeah. I was like, what the
that
fuck?
That is
like,
crazy.
I could.
Wait, you were on 100%. Mushrooms, too,
I was about
right?
to say, how drug-induced is this?
No. This was before the mushrooms. This was before the mushrooms. Yeah.
You telekinetically, like, bonded with that bear.
I know. Yeah.
What was the bear's name?
I don't know.
Pocahontas. Name it now.
No, I'm not going to name it.
3, 2, 1.
Methuselah.
2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
Congratulations. Those are the first three numbers.
Bambi. Name that bear Bambi. Bambi bear.
Yeah, that was so fucking cool, though. Yeah. Hmm. Let's see.
Well, at least there hasn't been any school shootings recently.
Yeah, because there's no school. It's really kind of weird when your teacher molests you, though.
Oh, man. I was homeschooled by Grandpa.
Or when you have a crush on your teacher.
He used to put me in a dress and tell me stories about the war. I was like, Grandpa, this makes me uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable, too, when I was garroting krauts in a trench.
So, Kyle, what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. Just went to California, and that's about it.
That's a big state.
It is. It's a very big and dry state that wasn't even on fire.
Okay. So where'd you go?
I was talking about earlier. I was down in Dana Point, Southern California.
What'd you do down there?
So just hit up a bunch of beaches, had a bunch of good food, drank a bunch, went surfing. A good time.
Oh, hell yeah.
You wear a wetsuit?
No.
No? Ooh.
No.
Water wasn't that cold?
Nah. Oh. I grew up near a lake that was 40 degrees all the time, so it was nothing.
Yeah.
That was delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I have more if you want.
We got a whole box of chops in there.
Yeah.
So what's the craziest thing that you guys have seen in the news in this crazy time?
Beatings. Some of those beatings during the protests. Like
the cops beating protesters?
Yeah. The guy that tries to defend his store with the sword.
Oh, in Dallas.
And
he ended up in the ICU.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't know if he was dead or not.
Yeah, he was alive. Like my brother and my sister barely lived in Dallas, but he was like alive, but he got fucked up.
Yeah.
I think those cars in New York that just rammed over a bunch of people with like the metal fencing in front, that's probably the most horrible thing that I've seen.
Or the hamster with a dog friend. I get most of my news from the Dodo, though. Do you guys not subscribe to that?
No, I'm familiar with this hamster dog.
And there's a Dodo? What's a Dodo?
I don't know what's a Dodo with you.
It's an extinct bird. The Dodo. It's a bird that was extinct. It is extinct. It was a bird. Now it's extinct.
Oh, okay.
Now it's just an idea on a page, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's funny how much people care about animals being extinct, you know? Polar bears would just eat you. If you saw a polar bear in the wild, just fucking eat you without any question. It doesn't do anything for people besides just be cool to look at.
Good question. Are you in its wild, or is it just walking around downtown?
If you see it anywhere, doesn't matter. Polar bear, any situation, is eating you.
Immediately post-meal for the polar bear.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It'll still find room. It'll go bulimic.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to fucking have to just hibernate soon. I need to get this meat while it's getting good, you know? Or, a giraffe. What the fuck does a giraffe do? You know? Who cares?
If a giraffe charged you, it'd be scary, though. Like people don't think of giraffes as being scary animals.
They're swinging their fucking necks around, man. That's how giraffes fight, is like swinging their heads around at each other.
Giraffes have the same amount of vertebrae as we do.
What?
That's true.
That's interesting.
They're just giant. Maybe I spend too much time watching animal videos on the internet.
You've had a really weird quarantine.
They're interesting animals, and it's interesting that something evolved into something as preposterous as a giraffe.
Are you watching Animal Planet on a streaming website? That's my real question. Are you like watching this just like because it's on, or are you like, no, I'm on like season 7, episode 4? You know what I mean? Like, I know exactly where I'm at. Oh, yeah, you saw that? No, I had to go back and rewatch season three because I just didn't believe it. Like, is that you?
I just, you know, I couldn't focus, and I didn't want to miss out on it. So, I needed to be dialed in.
Okay. Hell, yeah.
Did some booger sugar, a little bit of Adderall, and just stared a hole through the TV.
We're hippos? Man, fuck hippos.
Hippos are terrifying. They can run more than 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And they are fat as fuck.
Yeah.
What do they do for the climate?
Nothing.
Have you ever seen them, like, bite into, like, a fucking watermelon? Like, a whole watermelon?
Yeah. They ain't got many teeth, but by God, that fucking gummy is going to cut you.
Doesn't stop people where Jordan's from.
Yeah.
They got four teeth that do work.
Yeah. More than I say for my cousin.
Yeah, the only place my cousin has teeth is in her pussy.
Ba-ting.
Have you guys seen the movie Teeth?
Heard about
it. I skipped school back in high school, and I, for some reason, to go watch Teeth.
Yeah, it's a fucked up movie.
It's such a horrible movie.
I was 19 hanging out with this 19-year-old
Is it
lady.
About what I'm assuming it's about, given the lead up to the conversation?
She cuts the dude's dicks off.
Yeah. There's this teenage girl that keeps finding herself with a dingus inside of her or her gynecologist's fingers and then proceeds to bite them off with her vagina teeth.
Yeah.
Vagina dentata!
Yeah, I watched that at Human Centipede.
It's an interesting movie.
Yep.
Do you ever, by chance, watch the movie Donkey Punch?
No.
Nope.
I'm familiar with the move, but...
it was like, we were all just sitting around at one point, and this was a long fucking time ago, like maybe 12 years ago already, and it was like a horror movie set on a boat, but like... I just thought like it was going to be some stupid B movie, but it was actually a really like kind of a good movie.
Donkey Punch.
Yeah, but it ends up with a guy like a guy is, you know, having sex with a girl and he fucking donkey punches and kills her by accident. And then hijinks ensue. Just a lot of, you know, slapstick comedy from there.
Yeah. But they make it be a comedy from a guy punching a chick.
No, it's a horror movie.
Oh, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a comedy to me. Maybe they should rebrand it. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, thank you.
Do you guys think there's going to be a big, significant second COVID outbreak?
We're not even done with the first one.
Yeah. Well, I think the numbers are going up because... all people just going out. The people are getting in groups again. Of course, the amount of cases are going to go up. But
I mean, only because we're testing, though.
Yeah.
Stop the testing.
Yeah. Stop corona testing.
If we just stop the corona testing, then we'll be fine.
It's like I had this friend in high school. He's like, "Yeah, I can't get AIDS if I don't get tested for it." I was like, "Luke, you're 17 years old and you've had sex with 69 women. You need to go get your shit checked." Nah. I'll be fine. I only fuck hot sluts.
I would think the hotter the sluts, the more you need to get tested.
Yep.
It's just, you know, indirect logic.
I didn't say we were smart. We were teenagers.
We were kids. We were 34.
This was yesterday.
Yeah, I think everything's going to be just fine because COVID-19 is going to kill a bunch of people. This is something that's going to happen. It will kill less people if we be smart about how we do things, but a lot of Americans are really fucking stupid and uneducated, and they don't care, and they think it's fun to be sassy and retarded. So I hope they all fucking die. I hope they all die quickly so we can move on with our fucking lives.
Like half of Americans are really stupid.
Yeah.
So that means two of us are.
Yep.
I mean, every time I walk into a bathroom, I tense up until I see a urinal and think, "Oh, I chose the right one." So
wait, you do that too?
I think we found our two.
I don't tense up, but like I'm relieved when I see.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's
like,
always
oh,
like,
God.
"Oh, wait a minute, am
I'm not claiming
right?
to be the
okay.
smart one
think,
here."
Think, yeah.
No, so think of it. What percentage of the United States has an IQ of 80 or below? You know. I bet that's a pretty decent percentage.
In the 20s or 30s?
I bet 25. I bet 25% of the United States is
retarded. What state do you think has the highest average IQ?
The highest average IQ, the Jewiest state. Where's the most Jews live?
New York or Florida, I guess.
So, probably New York.
It's definitely or not Boston. Florida, the highest IQ.
Yeah, not Florida. The Jews are too infiltrated by old white people that are stupid as fuck.
I didn't mean for this to get so oddly ethnic and...
Hey, man, you can't deny it. Look at statistics. Jews are, like, have a... How many fucking scientists are Jews, you know? Like, really good ones. Not really good Jews, but really good scientists. I can give a fuck.
I mean, their Judaism is on point, though, yeah. too. Like, they're really good Jews.
No, but it's... it has no... It just... Hey, prove me wrong with some mathematical analysis, you know? That's all I'm saying.
I have a guy for that.
All right, I got a map pulled up by average IQ.
So hang on. Before one of you, yeah, should we guess?
One of you pick two states. The other one guesses which one has the higher IQ.
Okay.
So Phil, you pick two states first. Jason, you have to guess which one has the higher average IQ.
Okay, okay.
Let's go. Utah and Maine.
Holy shit. Utah and highest IQ. Utah and Maine. Well, in Utah...
How smart are those Mormons?
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, they're fucking... I think that's a no-brainer. Shit, you know?
I go Maine 100% of the time is smarter than Utah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Maine.
I will also go Maine.
It is Maine. Bah, 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 bah. It's 103.4 and Utah's 101.1.
Okay, but what percentage... Do you see, like, what percentage of the world is IQ of 80 or less? I think that'd be a real interesting thing to know.
What are there any states that, where the IQ is below 100?
Yeah.
How roughly how many?
1 million.
1 million.
I'm states. From Kansas. There are 1 million states.
Yes. Canadians.
Oh, about half then. Judging by how long it's taking you to come.
It's about
15 or 20.
About 15 or 20. Yeah.
Wow.
When we are not doing. That ain't doing so hot.
Let's, Wyoming or Mississippi?
Ooh, Wyoming is higher, 100%. Wyoming's a stone cold block.
I'll go Wyoming.
I'm going to go Mississippi.
I'm going Wyoming.
It's a bold choice, Phil. That's wrong. It's a bold, but wrong it was a bold choice. One.
Yeah. Hey, I know where dumb people live, okay? Mississippi is full of fucking idiots.
Okay, so like, yeah. Stereotypes exist for a reason.
I was trying to go against the grain a little bit. You know what I mean?
No.
I read Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, or whatever. Yeah, everybody in Mississippi is racist and fucking blood war idiots.
Exactly. No. No, they're not smart.
What are you saying about African American Jim?
Well, that's not what they called him.
All right, how about this? Let's go...
And Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont 100%. Vermont 100%.
Come on, challenge us a little bit, bro. Yeah.
Okay, Kansas and Georgia.
I'm going...
I'm going to go Kansas on this
one. I'm going to go Georgia.
Kansas.
I'm going to go Georgia. Kyle?
Yeah, for some reason this list has two sets of stuff. So it's Kansas and Georgia?
Yeah.
All right. Kansas... Coming in at number 11.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Ew.
What about Georgia?
That makes sense.
Despite a representative here.
At number 40. It's 40. 40. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Man. Well, you know what?
It's Georgia's 40 and it's misspelled.
Georgia's a bunch of...
It's just four D's.
Yeah. Sounds like Georgia's just a bunch of wet-mouthed just fucking idiots running around.
Yeah,
down there.
I guess so. Can't go against the grain.
All right, here's one. California or New Mexico?
Oh, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
California.
There's a bunch of... California's chock full of retards.
I feel like Kyle wouldn't have asked us if it wasn't New Mexico, but I'm still being stubborn and going California.
All right. Well, yeah, it's New Mexico.
Burr, 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 burr.
Excuse me.
Too like, good. He picked out New Mexico as like a... As a like a show of spite.
Dude, everybody in New Mexico is the most afraid of COVID. Like all the road trip.
You have to like, yeah, you can't like leave your car without a mask. Because
they're fucking smart. Yeah. I mean, relatively.
Well, I mean, they're scared pussies, but they may be smart, you know.
Idaho or North Carolina?
Idaho.
Nope, North Carolina. Dude, there are some dumb rednecks in Idaho. Oh, man.
All right, what you got, Kyle?
Definitely North Carolina. I mean, there are some dumb Southern people in North Carolina, I guess.
Kyle.
I'm looking.
I'm trying to pick opposite regions, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Dumb people here versus dumb medium people here versus medium people there.
North Carolina is number 29. Idaho.
37.
Yeah, Boise State's there. A bunch of fucking horse fucking idiots.
Maybe 36.
It's 22.
Oh, Idaho. Idaho pulls the mild upset.
Well, I guess I'm not right every time.
Gotcha. All right. You guys want to take our, let's try to guess the top three.
Okay.
And see who does the best. Okay. See who gets the best out of the.
Oh, man.
New York, Massachusetts, and Washington.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Texas, Iowa.
What? What's happening here?
New York.
Somebody's being biased. I was making very logical guesses. Somebody's using their feelings, but okay.
I'm going to go... Oh, man. New Hampshire, Washington, and Maryland.
Those are good guesses.
Between those guesses, you guys got number one and number two.
Oh, hell yeah.
What New York is number one.
It's not even in the top three.
Oh, damn. Interesting.
It's number one's Massachusetts, number two is New Hampshire.
Hey. Oh, hey. Jason, you contributed nothing. Me and Jordan nailed that shit.
Yeah. Jason, you want one more guess at number three?
Nope.
Yeah, we'd be here forever.
It's the state of nope. You got it right.
Nope.
What is it?
What is
it? North Dakota.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wouldn't have guessed that. Oh, my God. If you could have given me 10 tries, I wouldn't have fucking guessed that.
Oh, Jesus.
I never would have guessed that, but...
I forget it's a state.
Recently, I had watched a conference about making... plastic composites from plants, and it was in North Dakota. And like some guy that was like a professor from North Dakota was like, "Yeah, I've developed I've already developed like pellets for like injection molding and shit like that of like composites made from like hemp and corn stalks." You know, It was like
smart. I remember watching a Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and he said he was talking about North Dakota, and it was just like how they were resigned to being. Only visited when you were visiting all 50 states and they were the 50th.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that show. There's some times where he pisses me off and I disagree with him, but it's still a great show. You know?
You're from Kansas and he's a liberal cunt sometimes.
Yeah. He's a fucking libtard sometimes. You don't come over here, you goddamn foreigner, and tell me what's fucking right. My grandfather was garroting krauts in the trenches.
How could he even know what's right? I always tell what's right from figuring out which side of the road I drive on. I'm like, oh, if I drive on that side, that's the shit right there. Ba-dum-bum, corny.
That joke was like the state of Iowa.
Full of corn.
You know what Iowa stands for? Idiots out wandering around.
I didn't even know that was an acronym.
I thought it stood for I only want anal.
You never know.
That's what Jordan tried to tell this guy that he met there.
It was Iowa, Oowa, Wa-uh. Do you guys know that George R.R. Martin's full name is George Rorton Martin?
What?
Yeah, it's George Rorton Martin.
It's actually really funny. It's just... Yeah. It's hard to wrap my brain around for a second there.
It's always so absurd, people that want more names. Like, I need two middle names.
Then you have no middle names. That's a comedian's joke.
Yeah.
Jordan's name can be spelled out in two emojis.
It can. River emoji, Irish person emoji for Patrick. Or no, starfish. Patrick the starfish. And then a brick.
Obviously what I meant was, yes, the Patrick the starfish emoji would spell out Jordan Gold.
Yeah.
If the starfish emoji picked up a pen and were to write your name out.
It's the country Jordan.
Yeah. And the river. And just a gold medal. A Jordan. Okay. I said river, though, for Jordan. Whenever I hear river, I think of the Jordan River. Because I'm biased.
Never think about that.
Well,
take off that sexy sarong, Jason.
No, you keep staring at my fucking dick. It's creeping me out.
It's like, who's wearing short shorts like that?
Dude, I just wear short shorts. It's not weird.
I just don't have any short shorts. I would wear them if I did.
I bought some this year. It's short shorts season. Or it was going to be before fucking COVID.
Yeah, chicks, it makes you seem like you're courageous if you wear short shorts.
I was at the fucking, when we were floating the river after we saw that fucking bear.
Yeah.
We stopped off at this place and there were 20 fucking hot chicks oh my God, I love your shorts. Oh my God, I love your shoes. Oh my God, I was like, hell yeah.
Just fuck me right now.
Exactly. It was literally how it was. And I was some chicks were cutting me off so that I could go fuck them in the bushes.
I'm Jason. Sometimes one girl interrupts another girl saying she wants to fuck me to tell me that she wants to fuck me. Life is difficult, Jason. Sorry.
No, so on our trip, there were a couple times where women were throwing themselves at Jason and I. And then they were just kind of drunk and wanted to hang out with my family or whatever. I'm like, eh.
Bro, sometimes I just want to hang out with the boys, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't make me gay or anything. I just don't want to fuck. These two chicks were meaningless sex. You know?
We're being just aggressive. Like, hey, let's go fuck in these bunk beds in my friend's house that my nephew or my cousin's kid lives there, you know? I'm not going to fuck in Clay's bed with some chick I don't even want to have sex with. I don't know you. I mean, I guess if you tried really hard, maybe, but I'm just not wasted. And I don't want to have sex with you. And I didn't. We left and went and hung out with my cousin and his mountain friends.
Yeah, and then...
went fishing. It was a great time.
And then we had to get away from that. And then,
you know how I know you guys are gay? You purposely avoided having sex with women.
That doesn't make me gay.
I was getting a strong, this chick wanted to peg me vibe, you know?
She looked like a...
It's a girl pegging you. That's not gay.
Yeah, she just wasn't doing it for me. She's nice. She was a real nice young lady. But
the chick that was interested in me, attractive. Oh, my God, I really wish I...
Yeah, you're feeling really it on your own titties just describing her right now.
Yeah, I'm confused why he didn't stay there and fuck that chick.
You guys were leaving me, and I didn't know where I was.
Dude, you lived right down the road.
No, this is legit. We were throwing the football around the other day, and he mentioned this in passing. I didn't want to get stranded in the middle of nowhere, so I guess I'm going to leave.
I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
You're also smart, so.
Yeah, so my option was fuck some random chick. Potentially fuck some random chick.
Was she a... physical therapy chick?
Yeah, she was a pediatric therapist.
No, dude, she was so agitated about something. I don't know. But we went outside and we're just talking, and I was super high and kind of drunk. And she just comes up to me, and she just starts looking at me making these sounds at me, too. And she just, I just stared at her until she stopped. But she was gone for a whole minute. And I was like,
wait. I don't know.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Is she having a stroke?
I was confused.
I don't know.
I don't know what was happening.
You should have given her aspirin.
I was just I just ignored it it didn't happen, you know?
You should have given her fist to mouth.
I wasn't going to... Hey, that's like kids whenever they do stupid shit kid, I'm going to do great. You just ignore them, you know? You don't justify their behavior by giving it attention, you know?
I can't believe this happened to you guys.
You don't justify an aneurysm by giving it attention.
But here's the problem. When we showed up, they had a little thing outside with some tomahawk throwing. And
my God.
My very first throw, I hit the bullseye. And it's perfect tomahawk.
Same
here. And they're like, oh, my God, that was amazing. How are you guys so good at throwing tomahawks? And so then we're just fucking around and just throwing tomahawks, playing this. It's three rounds of five throws. And they're like, oh, we've never seen a game where people scored that highest scores and stuff. I'm like, well, we're just really good at tomahawks. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I know how to fucking throw a tomahawk. My bad.
I have hand-eye coordination.
Yeah,
then they tried to throw tomahawks. And
bounce
God,
back at them and shit
that. Yeah, dude. It was what are you guys throwing? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like you're like, oh, what ting? You know, it's like put some oomph into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, dude, we slayed some tomahawks, and then all the bitches went crazy and wanted to fuck us because we were crushing tomahawks.
Make the bitches go crazy.
I just want to
white women go crazy.
This is the type of shit that make the Colorado go crazy. Throwing tomahawks, looking real lazy. So yeah. Anyways, so that was the first. That was the first. Well, no, that was actually the second time on the trip that we were presented with vagine.
Yeah.
That we didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, take advantage of.
First time you're talking about.
The first time was on day two.
Yeah.
In the middle of fucking nowhere after we went off-roading in this van.
Yeah.
I know you're saying it's the middle of fucking nowhere, but like.
Rabbit Valley. Actually. Rabbit Valley.
Yeah. Knowles Overlook is the name of the campground. It's in. What's it's outside of Fruta.
Colorado, I think.
Okay. Outside of Fruta, Colorado.
Yeah.
And these two beautiful young teachers.
Oh.
Are like, just get to the campground next to us. And we hung out with them for a little while. And they went back up to the campground and started like hula hooping and shit and listening to music. But I was like, eh. I'm going to go to sleep. We got a long way to drive in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. That was crazy.
We had a nice conversation with them about their thoughts on the school system.
And everything would have been, I think things could have worked out between all of us. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. They were, I mean, they were into us.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But
they were into you like in a pegging kind of way, like Jordan was talking about earlier.
No. Well, no, this was a purely me like kind of hold her down firmly and just like fuck her, you know. Like real,
she
real
how firmly?
Style.
Like was she struggling? Like that's not cool, Jordan.
No.
Like she's not quite unconscious, but like you know, she's like right in that line.
Slowly, I'm gonna slowly back away.
No, I'm kidding. But have you ever like been fucking a girl and she like grabs her hands and like puts it on her throat? She's like, choke me harder.
Yeah.
I'm like
that's been like the fucking number one for me that every girl is into.
Yeah, every chick wants to get choked.
A pinch from the sides because it cuts off circulation, but not airflow.
Yeah.
Carotids, right?
Carotid artery. Yeah, I mean, you gotta be if you're gonna choke a girl right, you gotta you know watch some YouTube videos. You know, you gotta they gotta know whether you're like they're coming or going. You know, they have to be in the middle of that. Position.
You have to keep him in that mid stage.
Yeah. Like, oh, this guy could just kill me right now, but instead, I'm just gonna orgasm, and then he's gonna let me pass out here because I'm drunk and making poor decisions with my life. What a nice gentleman! That gentleman I described is me, everybody. In case you're wondering,
what the fuck is happening? This has been the most scattered. Like, I guess it makes sense. We haven't done a podcast in 3 months, but this has been the most scattered one that we've had.
Yep. It's, dude, this is going to be a time capsule, you know? We're all going to die.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be on YouTube for 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
Stop twisting the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we got an hour and 2 minutes down, you know?
3 hours to go.
All right, we're going to do a 24-hour.
I don't know how they do that on the Joe Rogan podcast. Like, sit there and talk for
three hours. Oh, Joe got in trouble again this week. He's getting busted for laughing about Joey Diaz saying that he would have proposition female comedians for oral sex to give them stage time.
Yeah, and he's not saying it's right. He's like, hey, I was a fucking piece of shit, and that's what I did. My bad. You shouldn't do that. And that's why he's talking about it. But now everybody's like, oh, that piece of shit, Me Too. Like, yeah, he did something that was really wrong and fucked up. But, I mean.
Rogan didn't actually do it, though, right? Like, I think he just got in trouble for, like, laughing at it.
Yeah, he was laughing at it. And just, like, he probably said something like, God, stupid cunts or whatever, you know. Because, you know, whatever. It's the real world. Shit happens. People say things that are stupid. Nobody cares. It's not like he's out there. I don't know. I'm not defending them. Whatever. I don't care, I guess is my point. I just don't treat women like that. Only in my fantasies.
And that's better?
I don't know. My stomach isn't sitting right with that one.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But, you know, people are out to get you, you know. They want a virtue signal. But I hope none of these people are actually out there doing that anymore. Like, I don't think Joey Diaz is, like, still, like, hey, blow me and I'll give you, hey, you cocksucker, I gave you some stage time. Just blow old Uncle Joey, put his donger in your mouth if you want to get on that stage.
Continue.
Say it again. What did he say to you?
Yeah. Well, he was a funny comedian, and I wanted some stage time. My career was going nowhere. And he had a huge dick and some blow, so I fucking sucked his dick. And I got on stage, and now I'm a waitress, and I have three kids. One of them's his, because I fucked him after the show.
Boner bows, bro.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. Horrible.
Well, that's why I haven't lived my life that way. That's just all, like, supposing. I'm just supposing right now. I'm just spitballing, you know? I don't know if that's actually happened, but it may have.
How many celebrities do you think, like, have kids out there that they don't even know about?
47.
Oh, probably a lot, right? So.
Oh, I bet. Dude, how many kids do you think Charlie Sheen has?
Oh, jeez.
He probably has 100 kids. Or a basketball player. There's a guy that, he's, like, not like LeBron because, you know, he kept all his shit together. But say there's a person, you know, like super athlete, 18 years old, gets an NBA contract, and it's just, I don't give a fuck. And what, there was that basketball movie with Ray Allen was in it.
Jesus Shovelsworth.
He got game? Is that it?
That was, yeah.
Yeah. That was a real interesting movie. It's all about like the
I never recruiting. Actually saw it. Yeah, it was called He Got Game. Ray Allen was Jesus Shovelsworth.
Oh, I didn't know that was I forgot already his name.
I'm from Milwaukee, and Ray Allen was from Milwaukee at the time.
Oh, right on. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of Ray Allen.
I enjoy the sports.
Yeah. Dude, when he was on the Celtics, like Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Ray Allen, the Rondo guy, Paul Pierce, and then that fucking fat baby Davis, big yeah. baby Davis. That was a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But
then he played for Ray Allen. Also played for the LeBron and Dwayne Wade Heat.
Oh yeah, the Heat. Yep, that's right.
Knocked down that 3-pointer to win them in the championship.
Well, that's what he should have done. He's Ray Allen. He's the 3-point shooter.
Yeah,
that's what he does, man.
That's Jesus Shovelsworth.
Yeah. That movie was all about. I think Chris Carter. He's a basketball player.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. I think he was in, like, that movie. But it's all about this high school superstar guy. And these colleges are trying to, like, get him to go to the school. And, like, the other basketball players at the school are like, yeah, the school's dope. Fuck all these skanks, you know?
Yeah.
And meanwhile...
Oh, during, like, the recruiting visit or whatever.
Yeah. And then his girl all the time is like, oh, just fuck me without a condom. And he's like, no, I'll get you pregnant. And then you, like, won't go away ever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And he didn't, like, say that, but that was, like, the vibe, you know.
That was the, but that's, the subtext.
She wanted to get pregnant, so, you know, they have an anchor baby. And he's like, well, I don't want to have unprotected sex with you because I don't want to get you pregnant because I don't want to deal with that shit.
It's accurate.
Yeah. He did the right thing, I think.
That's why you always have to make omelets with a little special ingredient.
Arsenic.
Whoa, you went way darker than me. I was thinking birth control, man. You're trying to kill people.
Yeah, well.
When in doubt.
Population
when control. In Rome.
Kill them.
Give people arsenic.
Just kill them.
This is an apple seed exclusively. Is that cyanide? What is the thing that's in apple seeds?
Yeah, arsenic.
Yeah, arsenic. Apple seed omelet.
Which is, what the fuck's happening over here?
My fucking side hurts.
Yeah, we get it. You work out, Jason. It's cool, bro.
No, just my stomach.
See, got a little rumbly tum-tum.
Do you shave your chest?
No.
You're just completely hairless?
Yeah.
I guess you got a couple nipple hairs there.
He's got some nice dark areolas.
Yeah. you look like you're like 1/8 Hispanic. I mean, areola-wise.
That's like a piece of pie that's just darker than the rest.
Am I the only one who could just go for some pepperoni pizza right now?
I mean, yeah, always. Well, fellas,
on that note,
I think we're gonna wrap this bad boy up.
Alrighty.
Once again, shadestays.com. If I would have had them on my hat during this trip, I would have not stomped on my glasses. I'm a fucking dingus. Don't be a dingus. Put Shade Stays on your hat. Swordandmine.com. Go shoot some guns in the fucking desert if you're in Phoenix. You get some tactical firearms training, but in a simply fun way.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye forever.
Good night.
A little bit of earth.